Hello, my name is Meg. Welcome to the Unedited Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. The goal of this podcast is to help you both develop and enjoy the habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. About 20 years ago, at a very low spot in my life, I was convicted to begin this simple discipline, and I looked up years down the road to see how God had used this habit to heal deep places in my heart and do incredible things in my life. And so over the years, it's really become my greatest passion to help others get to know Jesus through His Word and through His presence. Through this podcast, I'm hoping to help you see the Word of God with fresh eyes, to learn to slow down with your Bible, and ultimately to fall in love with Jesus and to fall in love with your Bible. So thank you so much for joining me today. I am so, so grateful to have you here. Hello, hello. Happy Friday. I'm happy, happy, happy to have you here. Today is episode 152, Preach to Yourself, and an unedited journal entry, What God Knows. And thanks again for being here. I'm actually going to do a little Instagram giveaway, very tiny, 5 buttons. Jesus Knows is a phrase that has been a key phrase in my life for a number of years, and I made some buttons. I love buttons. I collect buttons and pins, and I am going to give away 5 of those over on Instagram. So nothing major, just something a little fun for Friday. So check that out. My pastor has often quoted Raymond Woodward when it comes to preaching, and this is the quote from Brother Woodward. Preaching is the declaration of truth. Teaching is the explanation of truth. And I love, love, love the preached word. I love preaching. There's a quote from Leonard Ravenhill, I believe, and he said, hunger is the best sauce. And actually, now that I think of it, I didn't have it in my notes. I don't know who that quote is attributed to. I remember searching it out, and I could not figure out who originally said it. I think it went back to Plato or Aristotle or something like that. But that is a random side note. Hunger is the best sauce. When we're hungry, things taste so much better. And I have personally begged God to help me stay hungry for His Word, to stay hungry for preaching, to stay hungry for the preached Word of God. And while I love a good sermon at church, I have had to learn to preach to myself over the years. And each one of us has to learn how to preach, not behind a pulpit, not with a microphone like we would typically think of it, but in our secret place, in our day-to-day lives, in our own hearts, in our own minds, every single day. We have to learn to declare truth to ourselves. We need to learn how to declare truth about God, about life. We face a lot of lies, whether that's from culture, or whether that's from our flesh, whether that's from an enemy, the enemy of our soul in our minds, we are constantly bombarded with lies. And so we have to learn truth, and we have to learn how to declare truth. This is really a key of making it all the way to heaven, an indispensable key. If you have listened to Unedited for a few episodes or any length of time, you've probably heard me say at some point that the journal entries that I share on the podcast and in the books are sermons that I've preached to myself. And the Word of God has scraped me up time and time and time again. The Word of God has dried my tears. The Word of God has been my refuge. It's spoken truth in the face of lies. It's been my comfort. It's been my delight. It's been my best friend. And when I have almost given up, and there have been days when I have almost given up, it has been the Word of God that has resuscitated me, put me on life support, so to speak, and gotten me back on my feet. And I have had to personally learn again to preach to myself. And this is so important as we walk with God on the road to heaven. We have to learn to declare truth to our flesh, to our minds, to ourselves. And faith makes declarations. Faith declares truth in the face of fear. Faith declares things it doesn't feel. Faith declares things that seem impossible, but are spoken in the Word of God. And one of the things that makes David's prayers and David's praise so powerful in the Psalms is declarations. Study out the word will and shall. It is over and over and over and over in the Psalms. In fact, that's sometimes an assignment that I've given to people when we're in conversation, is to get out their journal. And I think I've even given that assignment on the podcast before. Study out all the times David says, I will, I shall. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He doesn't say, I feel like rejoicing. He says, I will rejoice, because he knew God was good. And there's so many examples of declarations in the Psalms. David said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And I want to just say, David maybe said that because he felt like he was going to die, but he remembered the promises of God. He said, thou art my portion, O Lord. Maybe he didn't feel like he had enough or he was lacking something. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In Psalm 142, he said, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. He said, Lord, you know my path. I'm feeling overwhelmed, but when I'm feeling overwhelmed, you know my path. He says, I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Over and over and over in the Psalms, David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, we have that phrase in Samuel where David is at Ziklag, and it has that line, David encouraged himself in the Lord. But that was not the only time David encouraged himself in the Lord. Encouragement from others is great, and we should all seek to be encouragers. But there's going to be times in our lives when we are the only encourager that we have, where, well, the Lord will be our encourager, but we have to learn to encourage ourselves in Him. We have to learn how to say truth about God, about our circumstances, about the future, about His goodness. We have to declare truth. We have to preach to ourselves. And one of the things that I preached to myself a number of years ago was Jesus knows. And I say this to myself a lot. And if you've been in a conversation with me, you've probably heard me say, Jesus knows, because there's just aspects of life that we don't know about, we don't have insight into, but He does, and He knows every single facet and every single angle of every single situation. He knows exactly where we are, exact latitude, exact longitude, better than your iPhone knows where you are. Literally pinpoint precision. He's honed in. He sees where we are. And so today, I just want to encourage you to be a preacher to yourself. Open your Bible, read to feed your soul. In that process, learn truth about God. Study to show yourself a workman approved unto God, who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then whip up some sermons that you can draw on, that speak to the fear, that speak to the doubt, that speak to the lies. Speak truth to yourself and your soul. Declare it. Say what you don't feel until your feelings change. Say what you don't see, but is promised in the Word of God. And preaching is the declaration of truth. Today, I'm going to share an unedited journal entry called What God Knows. This is not the original quote-unquote sermon that I preached myself about Jesus Knows, but this is something I wrote. That has been an encouragement to me, what God knows. What God knows. Job was a man who underwent severe trial. His life came under intense scrutiny, and his faith came under intentional examination. God allowed Satan to touch everything Job had, with the exception of Job's very life. And let's face it, Satan will take every inch of leash God allows him to take. Job lost his children, his livelihood, nearly all of his servants, his home, and his wealth. Job's health was taken, and he was left with only mountains of mental, emotional, physical pain, and the discouragement of his wife and friends. Job had been given no insight into what was going on. Job had no insight into the scene that had unfolded in the heavenlies. Job did not have a single clue about what was going on around him. In his misery, Job said, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him." Job examined this season and his trials from every angle and said, "I don't know what's going on. I don't know where God is. I cannot find him anywhere. I have examined all facets of these trials, and my intellect cannot see or perceive him. I am entirely clueless. I am entirely at a loss. I don't know." Well, very few people will actually face the level of observable loss that Job faced. Many Christians will face, as Peter wrote, manifold temptations in 1 Peter 1:6. Manifold here means diverse, and temptations means adversity, affliction, trouble, trial sent by God and serving to prove one's faith, holiness, character. Many will endure seasons of testing and trial where it's one thing after another, layer upon layer of tests and scenarios piled on top of one another. The trials are manifold. Sometimes the trials are only known by you and God, invisible to others, yet these are as real as those we submit prayer requests for. In these seasons, we examine all angles and aspects of what is unfolding around us and in us. We look around and evaluate circumstances, and like Job, we are clueless. We have zero insight. We say things like, "God, I don't understand. I have no idea where you are in this or how you could use this. I don't know why I'm here or how to get out. God, I'm searching every direction and I just don't see you. I'm entirely at a loss. I don't know." And we don't. Our humanity is frail and limited, and our ability to understand the workings of God is very inadequate. He is God, and we are not. Job, in all his pain and inner turmoil, did not stop by saying, "I don't know." Job continued on to say, "God knows." Job said, "But he knoweth the way that I take." Job boldly declared that God knew exactly where he was, even when he had no proof of it. Job proclaimed what God knew. God knew Job's path. God knew exactly where Job was and exactly why Job was required to be there and exactly how he was going to use the manifold temptations Job was blindly enduring. God knew and Job did not. God knew and Job chose to say that God knew. Job made faith declarations because that is what people of faith do. They say faith words with no tangible evidence, no visible insight. Faith tenaciously holds onto the reality of the truth it knows and allows words of faith to override the voices of fear, doubt, and uncertainty. God always knows. He is never at a loss. He is never blind. He sees through the fog and the black midnights of our lives. He sees into the future, past, and present circumstances and says, "I know how and when I will work their trials out for their good and my glory." They can't see it, but I know. They don't know that this season, these tests are actually a gift in their lives. And if they will keep on clinging to me in desperation, they will learn me here like nowhere else. I will download divine resources and wisdom without their knowledge, because I do my best work without their insight or interference. I know the way they take. God knows. God always knows. He knew that. Job knew that and boldly declared, "He knoweth the way that I take." He knoweth them that are his, 2 Timothy 2:19. He knows the number of hairs on your head, Matthew 10:30. He knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are but dust, Psalm 103:14. Your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him, Matthew 6:8. He knows and has named the stars. He telleth the number of stars. He calleth them by their name, Psalm 147:4. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, Psalm 1:6. He knoweth all things, 1 John 3:20. God knows. These are just a minuscule snapshot of the things God knows. God knew about Job, and Job knew that God knew, and Job said that God knew. Because while Job didn't understand the trials, he knew some things about God. This morning, as I was reading this passage, something stood out to me in addition to the original thought. Job knew something about God, and he said what he knew about God. But Job also knew something about himself, and he said what he knew about himself. He hath tried me. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. In this simple, declarative sentence, Job boldly stated what he knew about himself. He knew he wasn't giving up. He knew his faith was coming all the way through. He knew there would be a time when God was done testing and he would be better for it. He knew he was coming out of this fire as gold. He knew he was valuable and precious to God, and he'd be even more refined after this trial that he didn't know about or understand. Job knew he would pass this test. Job knew he wasn't throwing in his towel. So when we don't see, let's say, like Job, let's declare some things about God and about ourselves. I don't know what you're up to, God, but I know that you are faithful and sovereign, and I know that I'm in this thing for good. I know that I'm coming out the other side clutching tested faith. I know my faith will stand and hold up and come forth as gold. I don't know what you're doing, but I know you know, and I know I'm not giving up. This ties back to Peter's statement about manifold temptations, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Job didn't know, God did. We don't know, God does. With lack of insight, Job said what he knew about God and what he knew about himself. I'm following along, so thankful for the things that God knows. Again, Jesus knows. Preach to yourself, declare truth, declare your trust in God's goodness, in his timing, in his insight, in his ways, in his perfection, in his plan, like it says in Isaiah. His ways are high above our ways. It says, as the heavens are high above the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways. He knows what's going on. Jesus knows, and he's got you. Thank you so, so much for joining me for this journey. I look forward to meeting up with you again next Friday. If you have questions or to download a typed or a handwritten transcript of today's entry, you can visit megunedited.com. For now, go grab your journal and your Bible. I so look forward to the power of this habit in your life. This is Unedited. This is for you. Happy, happy Friday.